Okay, so the topic Hilchos Tzedakah. So we've been discussing Hilchos Chosh and Mishpat, and Hilchos Tzedakah is not Chosh Mishpat, it's in the Yeridaya, and it's a little bit of a different twist. But since, as we've said, and this week's parasha is the biggest riot to that, is that the kedusha of Klai Yisrael comes from how a person behaves b'nam chaver and with his mammon. So a person who's honest in business, like we learned, is adds to the kedusha of his home and his family, like it says in the parsha. So tzedakah is another way that a person has to show the kedusha of how he treats and acts towards his money. So we're gonna do hakdama. Because it's very interesting to note that it's not like this in other simonim in Shulchan Aruch. You don't find before Hilchos Tefillah that the Mechaber writes two simonim about how important Tefillah is. And you don't find in any other area in Halacha, I mean, not that I know all of Shulchan Aruch, but I don't recall places where there's mamash two simonim dedicated to two simonim as an introduction preface to the actual halachas about how important it is to do the following inyan. So, if the Shulchan Aruch felt it was important to give that hakdama, and it's tamah because as Yitzhar Shaladam, the Yitzhar can dissuade a person from tzedakah. So, before learning the halachas, one has to know the introduction about how important it actually is. So, what we're going to do is we're going to actually learn the Shulchan Aruch inside, and we'll see, maybe we'll continue that format through Hilchos Tzedakah of learning the Shulchan Aruch inside, and then from there, springboarding into the halachas that are Nageya. Okay, so the first thing we asked for, also I would like to thank, once again, we're starting a new topic, so thank the sponsor, who sponsors the breakfast every week, and Yishakra for making it possible, and also for the Sapazic Insurance for making the copies and getting us the packet in time this week.
All right.
So it didn't have to be until about 15 minutes before the shiur, sitting copying and stapling myself. Okay, so let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam is on, the numbers are not, the pages are not numbered, but they go in order. So I'm going to just refer to it as Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, etc. So the Rambam starts two halachas in Perek Zayin. Mitzvah asay, it's a mitzvah essay to give tzedakah, lifin tzedakah la'aniyim. So here's the first thing that we have to speak out, which is people tend to confuse Meiser with tzedakah. Meiser, this is about Meiser. Well, Meiser, you can give Meiser. A person wants to donate to all sorts of great causes, and they use their Meiser money for that. But tzedakah is a little bit different than Meiser, and we'll have to see how they play out. But tzedakah is la'aniyim. Okay, so what we're discussing right now is tzedakah la'aniyim. Means making a dedication in the Kohel building may not be tzedakah la'aniyim. May not be tzedakah. It's definitely ma'aser. It's a mitzvah, but it's not tzedakah. Okay, and giving to Hatzolah. You heard that?
Yeah.
Hatzolah could be is a gewaldic organization, but it could be it's not tzedakah la'aniyim. So it could be it's ma'aser and it's not tzedakah. So what we're discussing now is tzedakah la'aniyim. How it plays into ma'aser is extremely complicated, and hopefully we'll get to it. I don't think it'll be next week, but the following week we'll probably get to understanding a little bit how ma'aser correlates and plays into the chiv of tzedakah.
Okay. Ma'aser is
the way we do it. Could be as part of tzedakah, but the way it's mentioned in the halacha may not be part of tzedakah. So, Kipshutai, we're not talking about Meiser right now. We're not talking about someone who has Meiser account. We're talking about an ani comes to you and asks for money. That's what we're discussing. So, mitzvah sasei lita, whether you could use your Meiser money with that.
And whether
if you've already given your Meiser, let's say you gave all your Meiser to these other organizations. Right. Now someone comes to you and says, I'm a poor person, can you help me?
I gave it to you.
I have no Meiser money left. Yeah. Does that pop to you? I mean, in other words, you did your Meiser, you did what you were supposed to do, but now an ani is coming, and he's a poor guy. So what is that? The fact that you gave tzedakah, to Hatzolah, to Koilo, to other things, which may not be tzedakah, la'aniyim, does that pop to you if you're mechiv tzedakah la'aniyim? that's something we have to look into. But the Rambam says here it's mitzvah litin tzedakah la'aniyim kifi masheroi la'ani, and the shear is what the ani needs. We'll get into that more later. Im ha'isayad anoisin masagis, if you can afford it. So here's the we'll get back to that again later. But if you can afford it, you have to give it to him. So if, let's say you're in a desert island before the world of internet and before the world of letters in the mail and anything like that. Very simple. And you're a guy. You're sitting there. You have to be a relatively wealthy guy. And you don't get a neem knocking on your door too often. It's not, you know, there's no cars pulling up with five people coming out. And
oh, yeah.
A guy comes to you and says, listen, I'm marrying off my daughter. I need $5,000 to make the chasana. You have to give him the money. That's it. You have to give him and pay for his chasana. He needs the money. You have to give it to him.
But is that...
Our world today is much more complicated because not everyone can... There's too many people that need a lot of help that not everyone can, you know,
afford
in a form of malach michul yosa. You wouldn't be able to necessarily support everyone to that extent. So therefore, the ideals, I'm just, in order to understand, I'm just giving the real scenario, what we're talking about. So im yodem maseges, now if you don't have the money, you say, listen, it's very nice, you know what, I'm also making chasana, I can't make two chasanas in 1 week, so I can't afford it, so then maybe not. But if you could afford it, and you can help him, you have to give him whatever he needs. And that's the ideal situation. Not only it's a chiv, it's a mitzvah. Well, first of all, he said it's a mitzvah.
So
the Rambam's chiddush here is that v'hechazakta boy, ger v'sar shevachayimach, is a chiv of tzedakah. Now, what does it mean v'hechazakta boy? V'hechazakta boy is something else. V'hechazakta boy means you see someone, not necessarily a poor guy, but he's starting to, you know, his parnas is going difficult, it's getting schwer, he's, you know, and he's not necessarily making ends meet. So you want to go and be mechazik him in a way that he shouldn't lose his parnasa. Mm-hmm. And one way to do that is by giving a loan. Okay, you can give a guy a loan, mm-hmm. and you're not giving away your money. So that's a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, that's a mitzvah of tzedakah. Because that's what he's saying here. He brings pasach tiftach is one pasach, and chazak the boy is helping him along, which is through a loan. That's also a keem of tzedakah. So that's the Rambam saying two mitzvahs here. One is flat out giving out money to a guy that's a poor, and one thing is chazak the boy. If a guy is not making ends meet, and you give him a loan, you help him along, you give him a job. That's also tzedakah. According to the Rambam later, maybe that's a higher level of tzedakah.
Yeah,
and we'll see how the Chavetz Chaim addresses this by saying that you should actually separate some of your money, a third of your tzedakah money should be for loans, and two-thirds should be for giving away. That's what Chavetz Chaim says, because there's two mitzvahs over here in the Rambam. So you can mekayim a loan with, you can mekayim mitzvah of tzedakah with a loan. It's a chiddush, because you're getting back the money. But since that money is, you've given it away, essentially, because you're never going to use it. If someone pays you back, you're just going to lend it to the next guy. So that, by setting aside the money as a loan, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzedakah. Now it's available for anim to come. So the structure, according to Chavetz Chaim, is you should give two-thirds away, pasayach tiftach, one-third should be a loan, and should be set aside for loans. That's what he says. Now, just tzachiv, right? So the Rex Rambam says, "V'chol aroya ani mevakish." If someone sees an ani asking, "V'he'elim einav mimenu," and you ignore him, "V'loy nasan loy tzedaka," you don't give him. "Avar b'loy sase shenemar." It's a loy sase. It's a lav. "Loy sa'amet says eslavavcha v'loy sikpas es yadcha me'achicha ha'evyoin." Do not hold back from giving it to him. So therefore, if you could afford it. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about meiser or chaymesh or anything like that. If you could afford it, whatever affording it means, according to the Badi Ashulchan, it could be affording it means it's 49% of your money. In other words, I have more than him. So as long as I have more than him, it could be I have to give. Because it's a lav. So you have to, chaymesh doesn't apply. It's a lav. You have to give away all your money to save yourself from a lav. So it doesn't make sense to give all your money because then you'll be poor. So that's the way Badi Ashulchan explains it, is that it could be if you could afford it, okay.
You're going to become an ani, not giving 49%
away. What about the 20%?
Or 10% away. Because of
okay, so it depends what Yad Hanois and Maseges means. But for you to live, you can afford to give it to him. I'm just saying, the Aruch HaShulchan does not seem to say that.
If you give away 10, then you can't afford to make shots.
So it depends what Yad. So I'm saying,
that's
the Shulchan seems to say Yad HaMaseges is up to 49% of your money, but others learn it basically means like you're saying it's not chaimish and mice, but it's couldn't you afford it? Okay, so if you can afford it, you have to give this guy all the money. We'll see why this doesn't apply today.
And what about
now,
the last pasuk on the halacha
Imach? Yeah, Imach. From there we learn Chayachicha Imach. Actually, we learn that Chayacha Koidman, that you have to go first. So obviously it's Imach, and I'm going to have to give more than what you can afford. Otherwise, you know, fine.
What Zalman is asking, what steps do you have to take to ascertain if the guy needs the money?
We're not discussing that right now.
It's very difficult when they come to the house.
If the guy's legit, then you have to give it to him. Now, you want to know? You want to add? You know? That could be. There's a lot of factors how this applies nowadays. I mean, the main thing is just we'll get to it again a little further. But the main thing is that nowadays, kipshutoi, the guy's not asking you for his whole chasana. The guy's come, ich mach chasana, can you help? Well, what happens if you give him a nice amount, but it's not enough for his own wedding? He's going to go to the next door neighbor, right? So yes. He's not coming. He's not asking you for that. So if he's not asking you for that, he's not demanding that because you don't understand what you're doing.
The only thing is he's not going to get it. If he had a half meeting, he would get it. He would ask him for that. He comes in and says, I need $70,000.
Okay, bottom line is...
To pay off.
If a guy goes to Big Vir and he goes to the Big Vir and he flies in and he tells him, listen, I only have 24 hours in America. I'm going back to I'm making the thing tomorrow. I need $10,000 and this guy Vada can afford it. So he's not going to anyone else. He's asking him straight up. Is that called the other Masegas? He's asking him to do it and he can afford it. So Lemaisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says, now we'll see it again next week, speak it out a little bit more clearly, but the bottom line is that there's so many people like that he wouldn't be able to do it for everybody.
That's
so if he would do it for one person, he's going to end up doing it for everybody. He can't afford it. No one can afford that. So therefore, even the biggest beer can't afford that.
He does it until he can afford it.
Yeah. No, but since he knows right now, the way the world is today,
I can't afford it.
No, so that means that for the amount of manim that are out there, you can't afford to give that. So therefore,
should you call the ones who ask it first and then when you don't afford it,
No, so that's what I'm saying.
You push up borrow us in the end now for potential.
So we'll see, the mitzvah saseh is im yod maseges. He's defining the Rosh Hashanah. It's not called yod maseges if all the anim together would make it that you can't afford it. So therefore, it's not called the other masekas. We'll see again a little bit later. Now,
you have to define that if there's two chiyuvim, one is tifka for an ani, and one is vaksat, even if he's not really an ani. Maybe you're not required to look at all if he's legitimate, because anybody that asks maybe would fall under one of the two categories.
Okay. A little bit less than the Evian. Yeah, correct. Okay. So now let's go into the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Shulchan Aruch is on the back. Well,
what's another thing that's not in front of us now? Go into the equation of what is important today.
Because the Maisi is coming.
it's a vaday that's going to show up.
Okay, let's start the Shulchan Aruch and see how far we can get. Reish Mem Zayin. We'll start from the beginning. Mitzvah Saseh Litein Tzedakah Kefi Asogas Yadoy. Yeah, you have to give as much as you can afford. V'kama Pa'amim Nitzavinu Ba. There's many times in the Torah we're commanded on this. Mitzvah Saseh V'yesh Loi Saseh, and there's a Loi Saseh B'mal and Ein Av Mimenu if you ignore him. Shenemar Loi Sa'amitz Asavacho Loi Sfitzvayt Tz Yadcha. V'chol Amal and Ein Av Mimenu Nikar Bli'al. You're considered someone with no Yir Shemaim. It's like Avodah Zar. Now why is it like Avodah Zar? What does not giving tzedakah have to do with Avodah Zar? So I think that you could say one of two pshatim. One pshat is that if a person doesn't give it because he thinks that he can't afford it, it means that he's saying that Hashem can't provide for him.
Right.
He's lacking in bitachon. Mm-hmm. He's lacking in bitachon, and that's a problem that's similar to Avodah Zar. Mm-hmm. The other pshat is that there's a similar memra in Hilchos Ribbis. It says that anybody that charges his friend Ribbis is ki'u koifer b'moyshe v'tayrasai. Also, what's the kfir if a person charges Ribbis? So the Mepharshim say pshat is like this. If your brother would come to you and say, listen, I'm really desperate. Can I have some money? And what do you say? Yeah, sure, you could borrow $1,000, but I'm charging 20%. So you're taking advantage of his matzav. You won't do that to your brother. You're just trying to get him through the matzav. So if a person charges another yid ribbis, what's he doing? He's saying, you're not my brother, essentially. So you're pulling yourself out of the klal. Because you're saying is that, well, I look at you as an opportunity for me to make money. I don't look at you as a friend I'm trying to help. So therefore, he says, so Kopi Tzedakah is a similar idea. Mm-hmm. Is that he's kilo ibn alilim in the sense that he's pulling himself out of Klal Yisrael. You have to be quite careful about it. If a person doesn't get stuck in time, he could be gurim, the death of the ani. Even if you delay quite a little bit, that he told the ani he's going to give him when he gets off the horse. And then by the time he got off the horse, the guy died. So you see, even just a little bit of a delay is a shvichas dam. Now, there's a couple interesting aras over here. One is, what does it mean if you don't give him your over a lav? Because even if you want to say, I can't make the whole chasana, but you give him a dollar, you're not over the lav anymore. Okay? So you weren't malim enav. You didn't ignore him because you gave him a dollar. Okay? So now, does that mean that everyone that comes, you have to talk, give them a dollar, and if not, you're over a lav? This guy rubs me the wrong way. I don't want to give him a dollar. Right? So number one. Number two is, what about a letter? Okay, this is a big shot in the poiskim. What about a letter that comes? Is a letter considered that he's asking for you? He's asking you. Now, even if he's here, it has to be that he's asking you for the tzedakah. If he asks you for the tzedakah and you say no, then you're malim enav and you're oimer alois hase. Okay?
Well, you have to say no. Not that you just don't make
eye. Say no. Well, I'm saying, you mean that you don't... Malim enav means ignoring it. Okay?
But if...
What?
You have to say no.
No, I'm saying, but if you know there's an ani, now here's the question. What happens if you know there's an ani, but he didn't ask you for it?
So you're not malamena.
What?
You can't be malamena if he never came to you.
So first of all, there's a diuk in the Rambam. Chaim Kanievsky brings a diuk. It says over here, Haroye ani mevakish.
Is that also malamena?
So he says, if you know about it, but you didn't see him, so he wants to medayik from the Rambam Kanievsky. The letter is not Haroye ani mevakish because it's like yedia. You know that he's there, but you didn't see him.
Right.
He's not in front of you, which is a little bit of a chiddush because he's sending you through a letter.
So
the machlokes, the Bitzin, in the Chuvas Ber Moshe, he brings that it is considered a request. The letter from the ani is considered a request, and therefore, if you don't respond to it, it could be over alois aseh.
Wow,
that's what he says. However,
don't open your mouth.
However, if it's from a gabbai tzedakah, it's from a David Feinstein or from a Joe Solomon or from anyone else. Okay,
so that must have been unlisted.
What?
His address must have been unlisted.
What do you mean?
Every piece of mail that comes in, if you ignore it,
but if it's only the gabbai tzedakah who asks you, okay, so then it could be there's no lav. It has to be done himself. So the gabbai is not poshut. It's
for everyone, though. They don't know how to get to you.
And the mail
doesn't
matter.
I'm talking about the lav.
He's talking about the personal letter.
But it's photocopied. So he writes a letter.
That's sending you the letter. Could be according to Deborah Tina. But if it's a gabbai tzedakah, then not.
What happens if Reuben comes on behalf of Shimon?
Also not.
It's not the onion.
It's the shliach.
Gabbai tzedakah. I don't know shliach, but gabbai tzedakah doesn't have a lav of like amitzis. It's only for the ani himself. If he's mamash a shliach, so you got the letter. That's how
it's.
Also, that, first of all, I don't know if that's an ani. Maybe it is, maybe not. And second of all, now it's not an ani. It depends. It depends what type of organization. It depends what it is. A yeshiva for bachim, the bachim in yeshiva are poor. They're not food. The only way they're getting food is through the yeshiva. Could be the ani. I was in yeshiva one time on Purim. A yeshiva one time on Purim, and one bacher said to the yeshiva, the middle of the suit, it was like 3 minutes before Shkia, and he said he didn't give a ton of Zavyanim yet. So he said, do you have any money on you? He said, yeah, $5. He said, give it to any bacher in yeshiva, you yoytzei. Bacher in yeshiva has no money. Yeshiva supports him, but he himself doesn't have money. Yoytzei a ton of Zavyanim, give it to any bacher in yeshiva.
Wow.
That's what the yeshiva said. So in other words, it could be given to yeshiva Yitzchak. I don't know.
It could have been given to the richest kid in class.
So
what's the getter of Leisam? Is it your kids?
Okay, so Lemaisa, that's Prutah de Yosef. In other words, if you have, the Gemara says, if you're Isaac be mitzvah, if you're Isaac be mitzvah and you're folding up in Aveda, so the Gemara says, you're Shomer Sachar because you gain Prutah de Yosef.
Yeah.
The guy, someone comes to ask you for tzedakah, I'm Patrick, I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. Right. So if you're doing a mitzvah, if you're doing a mitzvah, which Parnassah is a mitzvah, davening is surely a mitzvah.
Right.
Learning is a Shiloh, what?
Sugin is Zimra, is that
considered davening?
It's
part of davening.
So there's a Shiloh, the Machal is trying to. What happens if you're wearing tefillin? What happens if you're wearing tefillin? You're not davening.
You can't
talk. The Ron holds, you call the Isaac B'mitzvah, even if it's not, that one is not a steer to the other. That alone, your Isaac B'mitzvah patters you.
Yeah,
it's not because you're busy with this and you can't do that. The Isaac B'mitzvah itself, Machlokes Rishonim. So according to those Rishonim, from the time you put on your tefillin, your Isaac B'mitzvah could be.
But anyway, since it's on the whole time, your Isaac B'mitzvah.
Money over breasts?
Yeah.
Is that the same?
I can't give you that.
Okay. You don't. I can't. Okay. Now, let's go a little further. So Lemaisa, in the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat, he says, since there's a lot of tzirufim, that first of all, a lot of shittas don't hold like the Ber Moshe, they don't hold like the Deborah Tziner. Second of all, most of the letters are from Gaboim, and third of all, what we said before is that the letter is not being sent to you. right? Like the letter's being
occupant,
sent.
Occupant, dear occupant.
So and there's a lot of shit to say. If someone's asking everybody, then there's no lav. And so he says that you could use your discretion. His hachra in the Sefer Tzedakah Mishpat is that a letter, you could use your discretion, and it won't be a lav not to respond to the letter.
Now, one second.
Now, we're going to get back to letters later, all the way at the end. I don't want you to confuse it with this. There's another shayla. If a person made a neder, okay, if a person made a pledge, so the halach, you have to pay it up within 12 months. Kipshuta, unless you made an arrangement. You have to pay it up within 12 months. Mm-hmm. But that's only if the ani asked you for the money. Okay? So now, the question is a letter considered asking for the money that you have to pay your oivra bal ta'ach if you don't pay back right away? That's not this shayla. It's a separate shayla. Okay? So, you know, even if you say it's not considered the ani is there, but it could be enough that if they're sending you a letter, they're asking you for the money, could be there's a bal ta'ach if you don't respond to it. So, I don't want you to confuse one with the other. It's two separate shaylas. Now, there's a big shayla here, is that if it's a mitzvah, although the Rishonim ask, if it's a mitzvah, so why don't you make a bracha on tzedakah? So there's two basic mahalchim on it. I don't know about that, but there's two basic mahalchim why you don't make a bracha on tzedakah. One mahalch is because, one mahalch is the Rashba says, and all these types of mitzvahs, keep it out of the aim. He says maybe he's not going to want to accept it.
Yeah. That's one of
and you see from that the ani, if the ani doesn't want to accept it, by you offering the money, you weren't makayim the mitzvah. Because if you were makayim the mitzvah by offering it, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, then you're makayim the mitzvah. He says, by shalach manas, it's not like that. By shalach manas, halacha is, if you give a guy shalach manas, he doesn't want to take it. He says, you know, give it to someone else. You know,
so
I see it's a beautiful thing, but you know, I don't really need this stuff you're giving me. I don't eat this. I have an allergy, whatever. So we makayim shalach manas with it. So the halacha is you are. Mm-hmm. So Rav Chaim says, yeah, but it's totally different because by Mishloach Manas, the whole point of the mitzvah is the
reyes.
So you did reyes because you showed him you would offer him something. But by tzedakah, the mitzvah is that he should have money. So the offer is very nice.
Yeah.
You didn't give it to him, okay? Now, that being said, we'll see.
So it means the pledge wouldn't makayim your mitzvah?
Until he gave it. Made a pledge, you didn't give it.
The mitzvah.
You didn't give it yet.
Yeah, if you didn't give it, it's not the kiyum at that point. It's a nidrit stock. It's a good thing. You know, you find that.
You are liable, though.
Now, let's see halacha beis. Lo oilam ein adam ma'ani
minatzim.
You're
not giving him now.
You're
under the law.
Why are you not giving him?
You got 12 months.
I'll give you money tomorrow.
No, you're not under the law. It could be bal ta'achar, though.
That's so.
You have to work out with bal ta'achar. Lo oilam ein adam ma'ani minatzim. A person cannot, will not become poor from tzedakah. Lo davar ra. And nothing happened. Nothing bad will happen to him. Tzedakah will bring shalom. Now, there's one thing that everyone knows in Hilchos Tzedakah is that you don't have to give more than 20%. Is that my Meister up to Chaimish, but you're not calling the Vazis, you don't have to give more than 20%.
Unless you're really rich.
Why? Because there's a chashash, you're going to become poor. So the Shaila is, here it says that nothing's ever bad going to happen to you from Tzedakah. So, male, why is a person not allowed to give more than a Chaimish? Here it says, L'Oilam Ein Adam Ma'anim, and that's Tzedakah. A person will not become poor from Tzedakah.
It's talking to the person who doesn't have to become poor.
What?
It's talking to the person who doesn't have to become
poor. Okay, so that's a good malach. But, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh has in the back of the Shulchan Aruch a pirish on Hilchos Tzedakah called Rishon LeZion. There's a lot of Yerdan. He says a pshat is it's talking about two different things. Here it's talking about like we're saying that there's an ani standing in front of you asking you for the money. So he's asking for the money, and if you're able to give him what he's asking, it's more than 20%. So that he's saying nothing bad will ever happen to you from that. That's a salah. Later on, it's talking about that the guy's not asking you specifically for the money. You're a generous person. You want to set aside a lot of money to give out when people come and this and that. So that, when there's no concrete person that's receiving the money that needs it, that there's a chashash ayivav ziyotzi mechaymish on mitzvahs. But when the ani is in front of you, is up to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, that's what this passage is referring to.
Wow.
And a person will not become an ani from it.
Let's say someone asks for $50,000 and, you know, even if you could afford it, let's say, and you say, you know, I'm going to give you $500. And the ani says, thank you very much, I appreciate your help, and they walk away. Is that like an inherent agreement to what you gave them?
He took the check.
He took the check, but he wasn't upset that you didn't give him more. You still over, because you could have done the $50,000.
Well,
you had $10 billion.
Okay.
Why
didn't you get it?
Why? Because I didn't give it. I wanted $500.
What?
$500.
I didn't want to give to more people.
He wants to give many more people.
If you have $10 billion, you give it to
give it to whoever you want, whatever you want.
If it's Masig Yadai, and whatever the scenario we discussed, no one knows about you. You're some rich guy in an island somewhere that this guy dug up. Yeah. No one else knows about you.
But Dani was okay with it. On what you didn't give.
Well, that means he's not asking you for all the money.
No, he asked you for.
If he asked you, then he has to give it to him.
But he said okay. If I'm happy.
You pulled back to ask.
My point is that it's a beit adam lachaveru, beit adam lamakom, and if it's beit adam lachaveru, can the ani give you mechila on what you didn't give?
He can't give mechila because it could be that he could only ask whatever he could determine how much he's asking you for, but whatever his need is.
Did he change his mind? That's what he says.
In reality, he's only changing his mind.
He's only changing his mind. He's not giving it to him.
He thought he would get more.
That didn't change.
He's not saying I don't need $50,000 anymore. He's saying I need $45,500 more.
Yeah, that didn't change his need.
He just didn't satisfy.
Yeah, I'm not saying that applies nowadays, right? And it probably doesn't apply to anyone that comes to this island anymore. Once the first guy got it, you know,
it'll be advertised on the Instagram.
Why it became so popular.
Whoever his driver was.
Yeah. There will be roots
going
through.
Okay, let's go a little further to try to finish the simon over here. Call Merachim Allah Aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Merachim Allah. Anyone that has Rachmanas on Aniyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Rachmanas to him. Hagav, V'yitein, Ha'adam, Elibai, a person should understand that essentially all, each and every one of us is an Ani. Shehu Mevakesh, Kol Shah Parnasasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Aniyim, requesting our Parnasasim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol Shehu Mevakesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nishma Shavasa, and just as you hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu will listen to your requests. Kachu yish meshavas aniim. So you should also behave in that manner to the aniim. Gamita neli, but you should also understand kihu gagal achoyze ba'olam. It's a cyclical system. A person will never know when he's going to be on the receiving end. And this is not something which is like an esoteric thing. You go to certain countries, okay, and even nowadays, someone told me that he went to certain countries in Central and South America, and he says, I go to place of people that are on my list, okay, that I went to a year ago or 2 years ago, and these guys are now going around the shul to collect money. Right, because he says that they lost all their money. It's not something which is so far fetched, mm-hmm. and therefore a person when he's on the giving end should understand that Baruch Hashem is in the position to be on the giving end, not on the receiving end. He hopes that when he or whoever it is going to be will end up being on the receiving end, will be treated in the proper manner.
Do these lines apply to non aniyim also, like organizations and
government? No, we're talking about stock is in between, but aniyim is what we're talking about. Okay, hatzdaka doiches gzeres hakashayis uverav totzim limavis kama she'ir litzarafis. Okay, hatzdaka is doiches gzeres kashayis uverav totzim limavis, and it will protect you from misa.
What's the story with
Sarafis? And also giving tzedakah is a school for wealth. V'aster lenas is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, famous Chazal, that it's prohibited. You're not allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu on the promises that it says in the Torah. So if it says in the Torah a certain promise or a certain segula, you're not allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu on that and say, well, I'm going to do this and see if it happens. I have a person that says, I'm going to go do Shluach HaKan, and then he falls off the tree. So you're not allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu and say, well, I thought you're supposed to get Rechaz Yamim for that.
Right.
However, but in tzedakah you're all out. Shenema uvechanuni na bezois, you could test me in this. Okay, so there's a chazal that you could test Kadosh Baruch Hu in yinyanim of tzedakah. V'yashar medavka benesin as meiser mutar lenasa Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's a machlokes here, which we mentioned that in Akdama, that tzedakah and meiser could be two different in yinyanim. For sure, meiser tevua in the Torah, the meiser which is talked about in the Torah is meiser of your grain, is truma meiser, etc. So it could be that the whole inyan that you're allowed to be test Kadosh Baruch Hu is in the inyan of meiser, because really the place where it says Asher, but Asher, but Shul Tis Asher.
Asher to Asher.
Is in Meiser.
Meiser
of grain. So therefore, it could be Meiser Tvu is where you have this thing that you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Meiser Kesafim
or Tzedakah, maybe not. Those are the 2 days in the Ramah over here. And if a person is permitted to, I think that the Poskim say, Meiser, we pass him like the Pashas in the Ramah, not like the Yesh Oimrim, that a person is allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this, in the Yonim of tzedakah, although if you can't start to read here, but in the Pesachei Tshuva he brings a whole bunch of a bunch of achronim that deal with this thing, if you're allowed to be a menasa kadosh baruch hu. Now, even if a person is not allowed to give testa kadosh baruch hu in tzedakah, but the Gemara does say that hanois in selah menashe yichya b'ni. Now, let's say you're not testing the kadosh baruch hu, but you want to give tzedakah for a schus for something, a schus for a four shleima, or for a schus. You're not testing kadosh baruch hu to say, well, if I don't get a four shleima, forget it. But you do want to give the tzedakah a schus for four shleima, a schus or some other inyan.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says that's the tzadik gomer, right? The tzadik gomer. There's no problem with that.
So that's not testing.
What? I'm saying it's not testing. However, a person may think it's not lishma.
For a favor.
It's shalei lishma. So you're saying it's not a problem. That's not called shalei lishma. Because the person still, as long as Tosha says, as long as he won't have charata afterwards.
You want to have a reason.
Well, you'll have a motivation, and you know you want to get schus for it. You want to put it up as a refuah shleima for someone. Mm-hmm. But if l'mais it doesn't pan out, then you can't. It's not the government, as long as you don't have korah. This place good for nothing. You know. If a person has charata because they're saying, well, you know,
it didn't work.
I shouldn't have done that whole schus. That taka could be as a problem.
Be grateful, you got to go real.
So, okay. Now let's continue. Like I pointed out, it's interesting that this whole Siman Shulchan Aruch dedicated to this inyan of how important tzedakah is and all this mussar involved in tzedakah, and I assume it's because of the nisayon involved. Let's continue. We have a couple minutes. Let's continue to the next Siman. Call Adam Chayiv Litein Tzedakah. Everybody's mechayiv to give tzedakah. Afilu Anya Misparnas Minat Tzedakah. Even if you yourself are poor, Chayiv Litein Mimashi Yitnu Loi, from whatever he collects, he has to give a little bit of tzedakah. We'll have to get back to that and see, because there's a famous steer over here, which we'll see later, which is that we mentioned before, you come first. So if you come first, so how in the world does it make sense that
you're collecting and you got to give?
But still, you're collecting and you still got to give. So how does that...
But there's someone poorer than you.
What?
You come first for most of it.
Right,
the question is how much some is.
If you won't become poor by giving tzedakah, then that's...
If you won't become poor,
tzedakah, then that's...
So there,
what this guy's already poor.
Not
he's
make,
already
it's
collecting.
It's not going to make him poorer by giving tzedakah, then he's not coming before you.
The question is how much.
So there's two mahalchim in this, okay? To make...
The Gemara says you're not going to become poor for giving tzedakah. What does it mean? You come first. You're not losing anything by giving it.
No, but you don't have it.
You're poor.
You can't do something you don't have. The guy has $100 to his name. He's poor.
So if you look at the shach on the right-hand column, the shach asks his cash, the shach in Tzivkot and Aleph, and the shach says, Hainu kashiyesh leparnasos lebelav ochi.
Correct.
So in other words, basically we're talking about a guy he's not really he has no income, but he has some money. So therefore, and he's making money off the interest.
Annuity.
So he's allowed to collect tzedakah because it's going to run out eventually. So on the one hand, he's an money collecting tzedakah. On the other hand, he has money, so he has to give tzedakah from the interest coming in. But since that's going to deplete eventually, so therefore he's allowed to collect tzedakah. So he's in between. That's the way the shach learns it. Others learn that no, in the economy, it's talking about a guy's collecting, and he has to also
from the
give that money
from a certain amount.
It's machlek is between the taz and the shach. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, interesting halach here. It says, "Umishenoy saying pachas and masha roy liten." But if someone's not giving what he should, bezdin hayu koyfin oisai. This kfiya and bezdin. Bezdin would force you to give. Umakin oisai makas mardus, and they would actually physically beat you. Achiyite in masha amdu liten until bezdin is satisfied. Bezdin, they collect your stuff. You know, this is the real. You thought it was just tuition committees.
This is serious stuff.
The whole thing.
When they flog him, it's serious. Yeah.
So the loichim menu asheroy lilite, and bezdin will force you to give. Now, there's a famous cash over here. There's a famous kasha, which is, how could it be that Bezdin will force you to give the tzedakah? There's a yisoid, there's a klal, the Chazal say that any mitzvah, which is matan schar betzida, any mitzvah that the Torah itself describes the reward for it, Bezdin will not force you to do, because there should be enough motivation in the pasuk itself to convince you to do it. So therefore, Bezdin won't do it. So for example, even though Bezdin will force you, if a person decides, I'm not taking lulav this year, I'm sick of that, I'm not doing it. So Bezdin is going to take him inside and force him to my I don't know if that's lotion, but the point is, he will kaifen until he does the mitzvah. So, however, by kibud avim, let's say a person says he's not going to. So, since it's matan schar betzida, it says in the Torah, l'man yarichu yam. So, bezin's not koyfe. So, bezin won't force you to do it. So, why is it here? This in the Torah it says all the schar that a person gets for tzedakah. So, therefore, why would bezin force you to do it? So, there's a couple of tirutzim in Taisus to this kasha. One teretz is what the shakman is done over here is because here, in addition to the asay, there's a lois asay. Because if a person doesn't give that stock he's supposed to, he's over a lav. So to protect you from the lav, then even if the asay is matan schar betzida, will still be koyfe for you to do it because we're going to protect you from the lav. That's one. But then there's another teretz in Taisus, very important. Okay, and this is a yisoidus zach. Is that Taisus says that besides for the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, let's say you live on a desert island, like we said, and a nani comes to you. But there's another thing. Let's say a person lives in a community. Okay? They live in a community, and the community has certain specific needs. Okay? There's an Erev, so there's an Erev fee. There's a mikvah, so there's part of the mikvah. There's a shul, you have to be a member. There's certain things that a person has to participate in the community needs. So one of the things that the community has is poor people. So the Gemara of Basra in Hachas Shcheinim, not Hachas Tzedakah, there's a din in Hachas Shcheinim as being part of the community, the neighbor, is that you have a chiv to see to it that the aniyim, the community has a chiv to see to it that the aniyim are taken care of. So therefore, Bezdin will paskin on each individual. Bezdin will determine how much. They didn't just send that. They didn't just say, well, each family has to give $500. No, it depends who you are.
Assets, right.
You know, so they'll call you in and they'll say, listen. This is the need of the Torah Shabbos. This is the need of the organization, whatever it is. This is the need of the tzedakah organization. You are able to give this. This is what you have to give. And we're kaifin. We force you to give it. Okay, not midin tzedakah, but midin hilchos shcheinim. So it's nothing to do with the asay of tzedakah. So that's what Tosfos.
What if someone from New York comes to Florida?
No, there's no shaykhs to that. According to this pshat, which is one of the tirutzim in Taisus and Baal Basra, according to this pshat, then what he's referring to here is only if it's the local bezin has the ability to do that and force one to do it. Okay.
Tell me after you change your laws.
When he made smichas das.
So it's just interesting to point out that there's a whole bunch of halachas in hilchos tzedakah as we continue to keep in mind is that some of them are not midin tzedakah, but they're midin hilchos shcheinim. That a person has a chiv mitzad, a person has an obligation as a member of the community
to
participate, and one of the needs of the community is to see to it that the neighbor are taken care of, and some of them have an achrayus to do that, a chiv to do that, and that may not be subject to the specific
halachas.
So therefore, what he's saying here that you can be kaife, you can force them, is according to this pshat. Now the shach does not bring down this pshat. So I'm just telling you, this is Taisa says it, but the shach doesn't bring down this pshat. So according to the shach, we're actually kaife on the mitzvah of tzedakah itself. If a person's not doing what he's supposed to do,
that the other person's maaser.
What, according to the... According to this, is not maaser. The only thing
this is separate.
This is a separate thing. But I don't think that it could be that the community people wouldn't assume that you can afford, you know. Depending. Okay?
Depends on
how much money. Depends on the world. Now, okay, so that's the halacha. So what I want to get into next week is we'll start getting into some of the details of how much a person is obligated for and to give them stuff. Okay.
Shkaya.
Mentioning anybody you watch.